Let me say before I begin my homily that sometimes the service that you have planned actually is exactly the right service for the day. But first, a little humor. It's a party line. No, I'm not talking about politics. I am talking about a different kind of petition. I am talking about prayer. Let me tell you the story of how this sermon title got its start. More than a dozen years ago now, when I was still a relatively new and unconnected member of a particular Unitarian Universalist congregation, I attended the annual church picnic at the beginning of the summer. At one point during the afternoon of sun and fun, I was talking to the minister when a woman I hadn't met approached. The minister greeted her, and the woman shared with the minister that her child was not well and asked in traditionally religious language, using the masculine pronoun, for the minister to put in a word with God on behalf of her child and herself. "Yes, surely," said the minister, whose personal theology is earth-centered. Out slipped my immediate and perhaps unthoughtful response. It's a party line. What was I thinking? It was, you don't need to ask the minister to contact God for you. You can do that directly. Now, I'm sure that there's some folks here who are old enough or have lived in very small communities. And remember that not only were phones plugged into the wall, but in the beginning, we all shared the same wires through which our calls connected. The landline was a party line. Your telephone conversation could be heard by another party picking up the handset in their own home. And when you did that, and you heard other voices already on the line, you politely hung up and waited to place your call out of respect for their privacy. You didn't? Lily Tomlin's famous comedy routines with Ernestine, the telephone operator, come to mind. Yeah, exactly. But on a more serious and scholarly note, why would I be prompted to say it's a party line? Because Unitarian Universalism has its roots in the Protestant Reformation. We evolved from Luther's theses, including that faithful Christians did not need an intermediary between themselves and God the Father or Jesus the Christ the Son. For our theistic antecedents, ours was a personal God to whom we could and should just simply pray directly, without an intercessor such as a priest or the Pope. Protestantism paved the way for privacy in matters of personal religion, freedom of religious expression, and the separation of church and state. Thanks, of course, to Unitarians and Universalists, among others, who both went on to even more radical reforms, much to the dismay of the followers of Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Orthodox forms of Christianity. The Unitarians examined the Bible and determined that God was not three in one, and though revering Jesus as a remarkable teacher and moral person, indeed someone to emulate, argued that Jesus as Son of God kept our relationship with God from being direct and individual. The Universalists found it hard to swallow that a God of love would save only those predetermined as elected to live in the hereafter. For the Universalists, all are saved, and heaven is found here on earth. We make our road by walking the walk. So our prayers became more and more personal. We need not ask a priest or minister to pray on our behalf. The clergy have no special in with the ultimate source of all being. In fact, with our evolution into a more humanist faith tradition, we prayed less and less to something greater than ourselves. And perhaps, even as we embrace a more theologically diverse and more widely pluralistic way of being universalist, we have often turned our prayers ever more inward to the point of silence. At least some Unitarian Universalists claim not to pray. If we recognize at all that we do pray, we pray silently within the confines of the chambers of our hearts. We do meditate, contemplate, and cogitate. In other words, we do petition something beyond ourselves with our wishes, our dreams, our greatest hopes. Why not use traditional religious language and call what we do prayer? So we all have a direct connection to universal consciousness, which is what the story this morning was really about, and don't need to ask for priestly intercession. That is why one day I responded to a friend who asked me to put in a request for a dry weekend that she had just as much energetic power to influence the weather as I. However, I have another reading of my "it's a party line" metaphor. Unfortunately, my experience tells me that praying silently, if at all, deprives us of the healing benefits of community. And for this reason, I told my friend that I would also add my energy for a weekend of dry roads to her request. When I read an article by Tandeka, a UU theologian, on President Obama's religious roots in the fall 2012 issue of the UU World Magazine, I was especially struck by the contrast described between Obama's UU roots and the Black Christian community he became a part of in Chicago. Tandeka referred to his giving up the luxury of isolation and argues that we as UUs have a strong desire to do the same. In doing so, we will be transformed. It is the same paradigm that we see in Native American and First Nations spirituality, where it is believed that if part of the circle is sick, the whole circle will not be healed until the individual is healed. Not only that, but our individual prayers are in reality the prayers of every person in the community. Prayers inside the sweat lodge, for example, provide more powerful healing for the individual and the community when they are spoken aloud. Frequently, the verbal and sung prayers given voice there in the pitch black dark, where no one can see who utters it, resonate with every other sweating body that is connecting to Mother Earth and being purified during the lodge. Recognizing that my own UU upbringing and essential introversion keep me from praying aloud comfortably, except in the lightless space of a sweat lodge, I set for myself during my clinical pastoral education unit at the University of Chicago Medical Center the goals of speaking my prayers out loud and learning to pray extemporaneously. The ritual in many UU congregations of sharing joys or sorrows gives the people in the pews an opportunity to do both, to voice out loud briefly our most heartfelt experiences without rehearsal. Doing so allows the hearers to connect with the sharer. Those who volunteer in the religious education program of our congregation cite this ritual as one they miss the most by not being in worship service when they are teaching. This ritual seems to be a defining one for so many of our communities. Being a covenantal relational community is at the heart of who we are and what we do. We need only to refer to the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism to see that community and individual interests are equally high on our agenda as people of faith. Reverend Francis Manley wrote that a holistic reading of the principle behind the Unitarian Universalist principles suggests that the overall structure reflects the fact that human beings are always in dynamic tension between separateness and connection, between individualism and community, between autonomy and interdependence. It is a profoundly countercultural view of humanity. Reverend Manley believes that presenting the relational view of humanity and of human meaning is the most important thing we need to teach in the next decades. It's a party line. Let us join our voices in a sung prayer for stillness as we prepare ourselves to engage in a communal practice of Tonglen, a meditation and prayer involving guided visualization, breath, and the transformative power of compassionate, loving human kindness. His Holiness the Dalai Lama engages in this practice daily. Please remain seated as we sing number 352, the text of which was written by Carl Seberg, based on words used with this tune in Transylvanian Unitarian churches. Anise will play it through once, and then we will sing it softly. During this part of our worship together this morning, we are going to use the Tibetan Buddhist practice of Tonglen to pray communally for ourselves, our families, our friends, this congregation and community, the people, places, and situations such as those in Pittsburgh and Virginia and around the United States that need support and attention. The people, places, and situations in the rest of the world where lack of material, emotional, and spiritual resources creates conflict, and for the healing of all of creation on earth and in our infinite universe. Here's the process. Breathing in the suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke, we transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. And then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. Throughout, please try to breathe in through your nose slowly and deeply. Fill your lungs as fully as possible. And then exhale through your mouth, emptying your lungs completely. We will start this breathing meditation with healing the self and work outward in ever widening circles to heal the brokenness of the world. Please now find a comfortable position with your feet in contact with the floor. Rest your hands gently in your lap. Now close the petals of your eyelids softly over your eyes. Take a breath in, inhaling all the way down into your abdomen. Slowly exhale, breathing deeply again and exhaling slowly until all of your breath has been expelled from your lungs. And a third time, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke. We transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. Then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. As I guide you through the process, please breathe as it slow a pace as is comfortable for you. It is okay not to be in sync with my words. Just keep breathing and visualizing in time with the in-breath and the out-breath. Now, as you breathe in, connect with the suffering you feel in your own life. It may be emotional pain or physical pain. It may be stress around work or money. Seeing the suffering as dark, smoggy smoke. Something you would avoid breathing if you could, but to live we must breathe. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering and visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love and compassion for yourself transforms your breath into clean, pure, golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke, we transform it in our hearts into pure, healing energy. And then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright, golden light of love. Now, as you breathe in, connect with the suffering you feel in the people who are members of your family. These may be people related to you by blood, by marriage, or by choice. Their suffering may be spiritual or emotional pain. It may be physical pain. It may be stress around work, money, or relationship. It may be your relationship to each other or to someone else. See the suffering as dark, smoggy smoke that surrounds them and you. Breathe it in for them, for their healing. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering and visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love and compassion for your loved ones, transforms your breath into clean, pure, golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke, we transform it in our hearts into pure, healing energy. Then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright, golden light of love. Next, as you breathe in, connect with the suffering you are aware of in the people who are your friends and acquaintances, near and far. These are people you have contact with often or not so often. Their suffering may be spiritual or emotional pain. It may be physical pain. It may be stress around work, money, or relationships. See the suffering as dark, smoggy smoke that surrounds them and you. Breathe in the difficulties and challenges and transform them into ease. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering and visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love and compassion for those for whom you care transforms your breath into clean, pure, golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke, we transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. Then we breathe it back out into the world as bright golden light of love. This time, as you breathe in, connect with the suffering you are aware of in the congregation and the communities that you live in. There may be conflicts over money or policies. There may be disagreements over how to run our institutions, our schools, our towns and cities. See the suffering that comes out of conflict as dark, smoggy smoke that surrounds our communities. Breathe in the difficulties and challenges and transform them into ease. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering and visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love and compassion transforms your breath into clean, pure, golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke, We transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. Then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. Next, as you breathe in, widen the circle further to connect with the suffering you are aware of in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and indeed all of the states of our nation. There is economic hardship and poverty. We find ill health, disease, and addiction in every part of our population. There are conflicts over religious and political beliefs. There is discrimination and oppression. There are acts of violence. See the suffering as dark, smoggy smoke that surrounds all of us. Breathe in the difficulties and challenges and transform them into ease. Especially, breathe in the overheated and putrid air surrounding politicians and those who commit acts of hatred. Whether you agree with their point of view or not, they need our prayers for healing and compassion too. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering and visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love and compassion transforms your breath into clean, pure golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in and pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke. We transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. Then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. Making the sphere of our healing even wider, connect with the suffering you are aware of in the people and environments around of places around the world. Their suffering is individual and communal. See the oppression and armed conflict as dark, smoggy smoke that impacts everyone because we are all interconnected. Breathe in the life-denying terrorist activities and wars over increasingly scarce resources and hardening absolutist belief systems. Transform them into life-affirming action for the good of all existence. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering. Visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love, and your compassion transforms your breath into clean, pure golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke. We transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. Then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. As you breathe in this time, connect with the suffering you are aware of anywhere else on our beautiful blue-green home, the planet Earth. And expand that out into the vastness of space to include all of our infinite universe. See the suffering of our planet as it adjusts and adapts to cycles of climate change that we humans are contributing to. See this global suffering as dark, smoggy smoke that surrounds the world. Breathe in the difficulties and challenges faced by ecosystems and transform them into ease. Breathe in the smoggy smoke of suffering and visualize it getting less dense as your heart energy, your love, and your compassion for Gaia, for Pachamama, for all of our relations, transforms your breath into clean, pure golden light. Breathe that bright and beautiful, lovely light back out into the space around you. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke. We transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy, and then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in pain and suffering as dark, black, smoggy smoke. We transform it in our hearts into pure healing energy. And then we breathe it back out into the world as the bright golden light of love. We breathe warmth, harmony, and healing out into the universe, knowing that each breath connects us like Indra's net to all that exists in this and every moment of time and point in space. Take a few more deep, lingering breaths of warm golden light and slowly bring your awareness back into the beauty of this sacred space and this community of people who have been praying together for the well-being of all. As you bring your attention back into the room, feel free to move your body a little. Open your eyes when you're ready.